Thank you and good morning. In January, Supervisor Ryan Sundberg told TalkShop that his colleagues on the Board of Supervisors had unanimously nominated him to be the region's representative on the Coastal Commission, filling the vacancy left when Del Norte County Supervisor Martha McClure lost her seat. Sundberg said at the time,
having direct representation for your county is a big thing. One of the things I hear all the time about is complaints about the Coastal Commission, and you know they've been working over the last few years to try and change the way they do their processes to make things easier.
Yesterday, Governor Brown issued a statement that he has appointed Sundberg to the commission, and he becomes the first Native American to serve on the Coastal Commission. Sundberg has been a supervisor since 2010 and helped be the first Humboldt County supervisor on the commission since Bonnie Neely. The federal government announced yesterday it has approved disaster declarations for 16 counties that saw severe damage to infrastructure during the winter storms from January 18th through the 23rd. Mendocino County is on the list, and they have suffered damage to roadways across the county, including two major slides that have affected Highway 101 near Leggett, as well as Route 1 near Leggett that remains closed. Humboldt County Public Works Director Tom Mattson said in an email that the county's disaster declaration made for the first rounds of storms in early January has been approved for federal assistance, and a second federal disaster request for February is pending as well. Further disaster declaration approvals are expected in the coming weeks. A routine traffic stop by a Fortuna police officer on 12th Street yesterday ended up being a drug and weapons bust after the officer noticed a concealed firearm in the backseat of the vehicle. The officer stopped Hemet resident Jeff Wesley for a traffic violation at about 2:30 on 12th Street at Dinsmore Drive. While speaking with Wesley, the officer noticed the stock of what turned out to be a sawed-off shotgun, and a further search turned up brass knuckles, nunchucks, and about 14 grams of methamphetamine. Wesley was booked on gun and drug charges. The California Highway Patrol will beef up patrols today ahead of the anticipated celebration for St. Patrick's Day. Last year, more than 140 drivers in California were arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence, and there were three fatal collisions, and nearly 60 others were injured in suspected DUI crashes. The CHP urges revelers to use sound judgment and get a designated driver or use a taxi or a rideshare to avoid getting behind the wheel while under the influence. Jordan Christmas has news from the Eureka Police Department.
The Eureka Police Department's Project SAFE program, which is a collaboration between the department and community groups, is looking to reduce the number of firearms that have been reported as stolen in the city. The program will hold a two-day gun security expo at the Bayshore Mall this Saturday and Sunday, and it will include numerous booths and displays from those community groups. Next week, Project SAFE will hold a gun buyback program, where residents can voluntarily turn in firearms in exchange for prepaid gift cards. Since 2014, 206 firearms have been reported stolen in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. For the past few years, county government has held public meetings to gather input for the annual budget, and like most budget-related events, turnout was sparse. That changed this year when the supervisors held regional meetings and included discussions around how the revenue from Measure S should be spent. Supervisor Mike Wilson is in his first round of town hall meetings, and he joined Virginia Bass and Rex Bone in Eureka for a budget meeting last week. Wilson was impressed, both by the turnout, but also by the participation and input they received from community members.
I was just very taken aback by this, the participation level, and I really think we're going to have repeat customers. I think if we continue to engage our citizenry in this type of budgeting process, that they're going to feel, rightfully so, that they have a real voice in that. And so I was just really happy with that.
Measure S will tax marijuana cultivation by square footage, ranging in rates from $1 to $3, and the public was asked to provide their thoughts directly, a bit different from the Measure Z Citizens Advisory Committee.
The difference between Measure Z and Measure S for me is Measure Z seems a bit more specific in terms of what people expect the money to be spent, and so the interest groups tend to be a bit narrower. I like that process too, and this kind of skips that committee process a bit and just is really much more direct.
You can listen to Supervisor Mike Wilson talk shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.